climate and sustainability.
And good afternoon to you, Kevin James. Are you good?
Very good, Ernest. Hello. Storming here in Cape Town, so back to normal for a Cape Town winter.
Yeah, rainy Cape Town, and urging all motorists to drive extra cautiously. Now, you said it in the promo there, Kevin. Lake Karachay in Russia, seemingly most beautiful landscape and lake combined, yet unfortunately it has become famous not for its beauty, but rather for being the most polluted place on Earth. How did this come about?
Well, that's right. And I suppose, Ernest, this is a reminder of really how destructive us human beings can be. If you take a Lake Karachay, is really a beautiful, pristine looking place, but really from a distance. Like Lake Karachay is right near Mayak, which is a 1940s nuclear weapons factory that was kept a big secret until 1990 when the Soviet Union started to crumble. And what was found there was quite horrific. Western scientists, when they were given access, they found that there was 3.5 meters thick high-level radioactive waste in the lake. In 1994, another 5 million cubic meters of radioactive water had migrated and was spreading south and north at a rate of about 80 meters per annum into other water intakes and rivers towards the Arctic Ocean and south as well. So just to give listeners an idea of what this means exactly, some parts of the lake are so radioactive that if a person drove there, and apparently there are no warning signs around, so people do just drive in there, they would be dead within 30 minutes, basically. So surrounding towns have experienced higher instances of cancer, especially leukemia, 41% increase in leukemia instances, and the 25% more birth defects. And apparently Chernobyl, not so far away, has the disaster added to the pollution in this lake as well. So in a nutshell, nuclear waste pollution admittedly caused by the Soviet Union prior to 1990 is one of the biggest threats to the Russian environment and the surrounding waterways. And I'm not going to say much more, Ernest, but just to take a look at this scenario in the current context of our Russian nuclear procurement program and ask, are we really indeed in the best hands? Because as yet, there is no solution to nuclear waste disposal in South Africa, including the last couple of decades from Kuberg. And from what I've just told you, it doesn't seem that nuclear waste disposal is the biggest priority back in Russia either.
Some food for thought there for sure. And